Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Danger Boy.
And I'm LL Ghoul Runnings.
I'm going to go with Danger Boy. I think we didn't give it a fair shake last time. Today we're watching episode 303 of Power Rangers, episode 10 of Lost Galaxy. That's not the order we usually say that in, but we're going to run with it. It's called The Sunflower Search.
It aired April 10th, 1999, is written by Jill Donnellan, and directed by Ryuta Tasaki. I think both of those are new names.
Those seem new. It's been a long time since we've had a new name,
yeah.
Let alone a new team of names. So hopefully that bodes well. If you're new here, what we do is we throw our phones on the ground because we're idiots. Then we pause the recording and we go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And look, I'm leaving that in your hands. It's up to you. Do what you will. I guess we're going to go watch Sunflower Search. We're still kind of trying to get back in the swing of doing this. It's been so long.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's go do that now.
Go Galactic!
And we're back. And we just watched The Sunflower Search.
We did. And it was pretty good.
No, see, I thought it was pretty dumb.
I don't think it was smart. I just think it wasn't bad.
That's fair. I think that's a fair assessment. Yeah, it's not a smart episode, but it's not a bad one either.
There's definitely one part of it that is just like unfathomably stupid. But other than that, I think it was pretty fun. And I think it was well directed. Good job. Guy whose name I forgot already.
Oh, Tasaki, I think was
Ryuki
the last
Tasaki
name. Ryuta.
Ryuta.
Ryuta?
Ryuta what?
Tasaki.
Tasaki. Ryuta, yeah. Tasaki. Okay, good job, friend. I thought this was a pretty well-directed episode. There's also some very funny stuff that I don't think was meant to be very funny. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website, and boy, every time I say that, I get more and more ashamed of myself at how out of date it is. You can email us at, HeyJakeAndJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that'd be great. We're also on Podknife. I should mention that. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can support the show. And, Josh...
Yes.
We got a whole passel of new patrons.
A passel?
Yeah, we got a bunch since we took 2 weeks off on accident because we both got the Miranoi plague. So you ready?
As I'm ever going to be.
All right. So first up, Valerie is a new patron.
Thank you, Valerie.
And so is James.
Thank you, James.
This is James Gibson, who we know. Son of Blaine on Twitter. Does a lot of good art. So
yeah.
Go check him out. Ken plays to us.
Thank you, Ken.
So did Benny.
Thanks, Benny.
Who does all of our Morphin Grid by the numbers.
The stats.
And just fills us with existential dread.
The postseason stats.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Benny. Ryan pledged.
Thank you, Ryan.
So did Marvelous and Veraka? Verica? I'm not sure how
that's together as one.
Yes.
Thank you. I already forgot what you said.
Marvelous and Veraka.
Veraka?
Veraka?
Like Veraka from Mortal Kombat, but with a V?
V-E-R-A-C-A.
Veraka.
Veraka. Veraka, if you're from the Midwest, maybe. And so did Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
And, oh, that's it. That's the last one.
Oh, well, that was easy.
Thank you.
I thought that was going to be a lot more painful the way you were building it up.
No, it wasn't. We're not doing the whole thing again, but we had, we've got some. I think we're over 50 patrons, and we're over our $500 mark, which is a goal for our other podcast.
That's a killer average for Patreon,
it's
by the way.
Really good.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for being so great. Also, by the time this goes up, the Tenchi Jalen Fighters Beverly Hills. I get slurrier and slurrier every time I say that.
It's a lot of words to say at one time.
The TTAFBH, AFFBH, the third episode should be up by the time this goes up. It's going to be very edit light, so get ready for that. And we will be recording the other one
sometime.
We're not sure when, but soon. Also, I have a thing that I'm going to be announcing soon. like a weird Patreon project. I don't know how to describe it or what the plan is for it yet. So,
okay.
Yeah, so get ready for something else coming from the Morphin Grid side that I think will be very fun, or just a unmitigated disaster. So, we also have one email. Well, part of an email. The other part was just asking about something from one of our very early episodes, which I emailed back about. But
you'll have to tell me about that later. I'm curious what it is.
I definitely will. But this is from Chris, who's Mr. Bibbs on Twitter. And he just wanted to let us know that with the bankruptcy of the Kids R Us, Toys R Us, all that, is now a great time to look up deep cuts on Power Rangers toys. He said he ordered a set of 5 MMPR coins for half the original price because of it on ToysRUs.com. So
nice.
If you're looking for some legacy stuff,
now might be now's the time.
Was that only through Toys R Us?
Those were when we got them at anyway, and I've never seen them anywhere else.
I've never seen them.
Whole legacy line, I think, is Toys R Us exclusive.
What's going to happen? It's coming to Target.
I mean, look. What other dedicated toy stores are there now?
None. There are zero. None.
I mean, there's mom and pop shops, but that's it.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not going to get legacy toys. Those are...
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like they would have to go to like Walmart or something.
Yeah. Hey, come to Target.
Yeah. I get a discount there.
Yeah. So, preach. I don't know if we have any new reviews. We'll do that next week. We haven't checked in a bit, so we'll do that next week. But for now, you want to just jump right in?
Do it.
All right. I almost pulled up the One Piece manga that I'm reading and not my notes.
Do you want to do the episode on that instead?
Okay, so there's this reindeer named Chopper, okay?
Okay.
But he's also a person because
there's... Santa's favorite reindeer,
kind
Chopper.
Of. There's some Santa imagery going
on. Is there?
Yes. But he's a reindeer who ate... So there's magic fruits called the devil fruits, and they give you superpowers. And there's a new type that was just introduced where I am in the manga called the Zoan, which makes you, like, you can turn into, like, half animal.
Okay.
The reindeer ate the human fruit, so he can turn into, like, half a human, half a reindeer. So he's, like, smart and can talk, and everyone hates him because they think he's a demon. But he's just this little reindeer with a hat on, and his backstory is tragic. So that's going on with One Piece where I am right now.
I feel like if you took any... animal from the wild and gave it the ability to talk to people, all of their backstories would be tragic.
Oh, his is particularly tragic because of, like, the only person who ever liked him was
Santa
dying.
Claus.
No. The Santa imagery comes later. Okay. I don't it's hard to explain.
Animals have it rough, though, is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. Anyway, that's Jake's One Piece update. Brr, 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 brr. I don't have my air horn app ready. So we start off with Magna Defender looking over the city and the river that they have on Terra Venture. Just like, it's like the bay from earlier.
The Bay Dome.
I hate Terra Venture. but he's like, I will never forgive you, Scorpio, for what you did to, and I heard Zenga the first time, which is a totally different thing, but it's Zika. And our planet. And then we get a flashback. And there's like a pretty extended flashback of first some Sentai footage and then some American footage. And then like some that goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Based on which side of the camera a little kid is on and if Scorpio is there. Because he's American. He's
yeah.
So he is like getting beaten down. Like he's beaten up.
The bad guys are... about to take over the world. They're like, get the jewels or something.
Something.
And he comes stumbling out from like the fog and he's like, no, you won't need them where you're going. But he's obviously been beaten up.
He's been fighting for like 18 hours at this point. And he's like, I'll kill you. And he calls his Toro Zord, which you only can see like the eyes and like a vague outline of.
Yeah.
But then one of them, his name is Fish Face. That's his real name. It's a bad name. That's a very season 2 Power Rangers name.
Yeah, it's stupid.
He's got Zika. Josh, why don't you describe Zika?
Oh, he's a magnet defender, yep. But he's little.
He's like a little boy magnet defender. And he's very cute, but it raises a lot of questions about the magnet defender line.
I have one that's, I guess, two parts.
Okay.
Is his mother also a magnet defender?
I hope so.
Or is the magnet defender gene just so strong
that it cuts through whatever?
That just whatever else is in there doesn't matter.
See, I thought that magnet defender was like a regular person inside a suit.
I thought it was armor too, but I guess no.
But maybe it isn't. Stay tuned. So he's like, hey, if you don't want me to kill Zika, you better call off your Zord. So he's like, all right, oh, Toro Zord, go back. And he's like, drop your weapon. So he drops his weapon. He's like, hurt. And then Zika, like, pulls out a tiny little dagger.
Well, yeah, all the other monsters start attacking the now helpless Magna Defender.
Yeah.
And Zika gets away from Fish Face and pulls out his little baby dagger, yep. which I imagine transforms into a little squirt gun.
A little tiny squirt gun.
Because Scorpio also blasts the Magna Defender because everyone else holds him up.
Yeah.
Scorpio shoots him. And that's when Zika is like, I'll save you, Dad.
I'll save you, Dad.
And he charges Scorpio with his little pocket knife.
And then we see on Power Rangers.
Yep.
A child die.
Yes, Scorpio shoots a kid in the face and kills him.
And it kills him. And then every time it cuts over, because like it's like American footage, then it'll cut to Zika falling down after being blasted in Sentai footage. And he's like, oh, and it's like slightly slow motion, but not really. And it's like just kind of funny, but
it's
at the same time.
Funny. But yeah, at the same time, they just killed a kid.
They killed a child on this show. That's crazy.
That is insane. Like, they showed you a child die.
And like Magna Defender's like trying to crawl to him and it's just like nothing's working.
Yeah, this is the insane thing in Lost Galaxy that I kept alluding to before is that they kill a kid on camera.
Yeah, it's banu news. So then we cut back to modern day and he's like, I will have my revenge. And we cut to the theme song. And when we come back, the Blade ship is near Terra Venture and Scorp is there with Treacheron and Trakina. And he's like, every time we try to get the lights of Orion, we don't. Like, we always fail. We can't let the Magna Defender get him. And then Trakina's like, yeah, or those meddlesome Power Rangers. I think she calls them irksome.
Irksome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Word of the day, irksome. I don't know why Trakina is in this scene, because it seems like she's about to do something, but then never does anything.
Every time she shows up this episode, it seems like she's about to do something, but she never leaves the ship.
Yeah, and it's like, why have Trakina here if you're not going
to
use her?
I don't know. She is only here to throw shade.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So hopefully soon she does some cool stuff, because I very much like her, and I think she's got a great look and a great bone structure. what's her name? Amy something?
Yes.
Amy Roll now, because she's married to Reggie Roll.
Right.
Great cheekbones. Just super choice cheekbones. Then we cut to the girl's apartment, I assume. Who knows?
Who
maybe
can tell?
It is just one apartment, but it doesn't seem that way from episode 301.
Well, we have not seen the girls' beds, because the beds are color-coded, and it was blue, green, and red.
So I think this is in their apartment, and it's somewhere else. But they are talking about sunflowers and how sunflowers are the light of the world and so great. And on Miranoi, there's sunflower statues everywhere. Miranoi.
Yeah. Maya says, on my planet, we have sunflower statues on our temples all over the place.
All over the place. Okay, keep that in your pocket. Turns out they're being, and oh God, I hate that I use this word. No pun intended, they're being bugged. Because they... Because they're being listened to. Why not?
Got him.
Got me. Scorp and Treacheron are like listening in on some device somehow using CIA radio.
They can
radio
hear them. It doesn't matter how. They'll never tell us how. They just can hear them.
And they're like, oh, sunflowers. They're just talking about boring things. And then Trakina's like, well, hold on. Sunflowers, the light, like, you know, maybe there is some of the sunflower thing. They're like, yeah, go to Terra Venture and destroy all the sunflower statues.
Uh-huh. Because that's where the lights of Orion are.
They have to be there, because they were talking about some sunflowers that they had in their house. Also, the sunflowers statues were on Miranoi.
Yep. Don't worry, though. They took them on Terra Venture, too.
Weird design choice that they... I don't know why there's three of them. I don't know why there's any of them. I also don't know why the bad guys are so stupid that they're like, oh, they're talking about a thing. I bet that's where the lights are. Let me give you a little spoiler for this episode. No lights.
At least if Rita had heard this, she would have made a sunflower monster. She wouldn't have been like, oh, that's... I need to get the sunflowers.
Yeah, no, she'd be like, let me bug one of those sunflowers with a sunflower monster. They'll go to smell it. It'll be a sunflower monster. It'll eat their face. It'll be awesome. But instead...
And then Tommy would just kill it.
Yeah, well, obviously. But instead, it's just... It's just stupid.
We must destroy the sunflower statues that aren't supposed to be on the stupid space station. Okay, look, I was thinking about this during the episode.
Okay.
If they would just not give a crap about this hunk of metal floating through space, they could take over so much.
They're wasting so much time. Also, the only Power Rangers are stuck on this little metal tube. Like,
yeah. Earth is defenseless. Yeah. Go get Earth. Everybody else wanted Earth before now.
Is Earth boring now? Boring and lame? Do they only want Earth because the Power Rangers are there? And they're like, oh, if we beat the Power Rangers, that's like a nice feather in our cap.
Right.
But now that the Power Rangers are gone, like, well, I guess we got to beat Terra Venture. That's not as cool, but whatever.
Just poke a hole in the atmosphere dome.
Anything can just go right in. I don't know how it has an atmosphere at all. We'll see something buck wild later that doesn't make any sense. So then Fishface, again, that is his real name. Is sent. He's got a blast bag, which is a big bag of farts that he will shoot at people.
Yep. It's this big old whoopee cushion.
And he's like, yeah, my blast bag. And he squishes it to like show that it
blasts.
It blasts out like smoke. But it starts like blowing up stuff in the blade chip. Just a bad call, I guess.
Yeah. Is it like bomb farts in there?
I guess. It's got to be bomb farts in there. So we got to Earth and he's attacking, and then Magna Defender shows up and counter attacks him and is like, because Fishface is the one who had Zika. So he's like, I hate you the most, except for Scorpio. So I'm going to kill you right now. And they do some fighting, and then we fade to commercial and we come back, and Leo's sitting in his apartment being a sad boy. And there's like a picture of Mike and him just like on the.
Just giving a thumbs up.
Yeah. Like, hey.
It's such a staged photo.
Yeah. And then he has Mike's dog tags. How did he get them? Who knows? But then he's like, oh, Mike. And then he gets beat by Alpha, who's like, there's trouble at the
town center.
And he said, what did he
park?
Say? They didn't say park. He said, I didn't finish writing. There's trouble at the, and it started with a P. It was like Palladium, the Worcester Palladium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a very specific reference. So then the Rangers show up and like they're already morphed. A little bit of a fight. Magna Defender's like going ham on some buggies, and they're like, all right, there's too many people, we gotta get them out of here. And Leo's like, I have a plan. Hey, Fishface.
He says that as like a joke, but he does not realize that is his birth name.
No, nope, that's just his Christian name is Fishface. So then his plan, I guess, is to also fight, because they just attacked Fishface. Magna Defender is like not happy about this because he wants to kill Fishface.
Right.
So while the Rangers are fighting him, they pull out their bazooks of Orion and they shoot him, and it gets blocked. What happens to them? Do they get bounced back? Does they get eaten up by the fart bag?
Something happened.
Because they just don't.
Maybe the Magna Defender deflected it.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Well, then they get fart bagged, and then they get like knocked out.
I don't even remember them getting the zooks.
It was like 2 seconds in. They're like, all right, pull them out. And they pull out their zooks and they shot, and they got swallowed up by the fart bag and shot back at them or something.
That sounds right. We'll go with that.
So then Magna Defender is just like furious and unreasonable. And he switches his sword into gun mode and starts shooting shotgun blasts at Fishface, but also civilians right behind him.
Yeah, because there's like some cars. All right, so you know how, like, in the front of some big office buildings, they have the stairs that'll, like, come down, and then they'll split, so you have, like, two sides?
Yeah.
And so there's, like, that little space between the two staircases. That's where, like, all the cars and people are.
Yeah.
And he's in front of them. And so Magna Defender is just, like, Tommy gunning in that general direction.
Open fire. And Leo's like, what are you doing? And he, like, jumps in to stop him,
he's blasting concrete off of the building, like, and it's falling onto the people.
And Leo, like, goes to stop him, and he just gets shoved away, and he goes right back to, like, spraying. And it's like, Magna Defender, are you a good guy? Like, have you ever been a good guy? Like, I get that, like, you lost your son, and that's very sad and traumatic, and, like, now you want
also, like, 3,000 years ago.
Yeah, like, get over it. But also, like, don't shoot at people. I get not being over it. That was a joke. But don't shoot at people.
Right. They didn't do it. I mean, I know you're shooting at Fishface.
Yeah.
But you're also, like, potentially killing innocent people. And Leo, I think, even says that, and he's like, I don't care about them.
Yeah, he's like, whatever, I have to kill Fishface and get the lights of Orion, because I need them. Like, you gotta have the lights.
You just need them.
I gotta have my lights. So, while Leo is like, stop shooting people with guns, please, Fishface runs over to the statue, the sunflower statue, and blows it up, and wouldn't you know it, there's no lights in there.
What?
I know, everyone's shocked.
No lights.
Everyone's so shocked.
Seems to be a running theme.
Can I tell you a secret? Can I tell you my theory about the lights of Orion?
Can I guess it?
Yeah.
Is it that there are no lights
there
of Orion?
There are no lights of Orion. There can't be, because we've never seen them. They canonically have never shown up.
Well, we saw them in a flashback.
But that could have been anything.
Because the Magna Defender was like, I got them, and then they flew away.
Yeah, and why would...
Terra Venture in the future.
I guess?
Maybe. Probably not. Their fatal flaw, is that they keep looking at this dumb space station for something that could be anywhere in space.
And they have literally no reason for it at all. Like, there's no... They're just like, they're just so stubborn about it. They're like, it's got to be on Terra Venture, and we will not accept any other options. So he, the lights aren't in the statue, and he's like, ah, crap. Because before he left, Scorpio was like, this is it. Like, if you don't, you have one shot. That's setting him up to fail, because the lights don't exist and definitely aren't in a statue that you heard them talking about sunflowers about. So he's like, all right, I got to go blow up one or two more. I don't remember how many.
There's three total.
Three total. So maybe he's going to the second one. Maybe he already got one. I think he's going to the second one. So he smoke bombs out of there, and the Rangers like walk up to Magna Defender, start yelling at him like, "You were just shooting at people. What's wrong with you?" And he's like, "I'm the Magna Defender." And they're like, "We don't care. Don't shoot at people."
He's so brooding.
He is. This is David Boreanaz as the Magna Defender. Like, I just don't know what's going on with him, other than like why does he need the lights? We don't know what they do.
They're powerful. Those lights have power.
Those lights have power. Oh, I hate the lights of Orion almost as much as I hate Terra Venture. So he leaves, and the Rangers, I guess, like walk a different way, and he's just walking into a field, and then his Zord crashes to Terra Venture.
He just lands, and he's like, yes, my ultimate weapon.
My ultimate weapon, finally.
It doesn't show the Zord. It's just like meteor or whatever.
Yeah.
Or a comet, whichever one breaks the atmosphere. Meteor, I think.
A meteor hits Earth.
Yes.
Or does a meteorite hit Earth and a meteor is what blows up in the atmosphere?
Oh, maybe it's meteorite. Comet is way off. That's
Comet's like an orbital satellite type deal. Anyway.
Yeah, it's just like a ball of fire. He's like, yes, my ultimate weapon has arrived.
So it just...
Did he call for it at some point?
I imagine, yes, but also
he
it just...
He pushed one of the jewels, like the one on his hat,
yeah,
and it just like pages the Torazord to... show up.
But it also had to break through a glass dome that keeps atmosphere in if it wanted to get here.
I only think the glass dome exists in exterior shots.
Well, that's very meta. It's very weird then. I don't know why they do that.
Everyone on Terra Venture should have been dead like
episode 3?
Yeah, 7 episodes ago.
Like easily. So we get to the apartment, and the Rangers are like, what is going on with this guy? Why does he like this? And then Leo's being real quiet. And then Maya's like, Leo, what do you think? Leo?
Oh, yeah, Maya does stuff in this episode.
She has, like, a lot of lines and, like, talking. She has more lines in this episode than she has in the previous 7.
Because after the Magna Defender blew the building up on top of all the people, Kai, Damon, and Kendricks went to help the people, and Maya went with Leo to yell at the Magna Defender about how reckless he is. I thought that was pretty cool. It was neat to see her, like, be kind of aggressive and not just in the background.
And not just like, I don't know what a pancake is. Like, thank you for doing something for once, Maya. Eventually, Leo's like, he's just so angry, and he has no control.
Yeah, he says, I think it's a personal vendetta.
Yeah. And so more on that as it develops. Alpha calls him. He's like, oh, Rangers, emergency. So they leave. We cut to another area with a statue in it. I don't know what it's like a park almost, but I don't know. And there's some chaos. A girl in a very specific hat. She's like 7.
It's a very specific hat and coat. Ensemble.
It's a footage match.
Yeah.
You can see it from a mile away. She drops a teddy bear and she's like, oh no. And then her mom's like, no, your teddy bear's dead. We have to go. Then the Rangers show up to fight Fishface and some buggies. And the Magna Defender shows up and starts shooting at Fishface again, and he's about to finish him off. I think he might have switched to a sword by now. I don't remember, but he's about to like, no, he's still far away with his gun. And he's like about to like shoot him for real to death, and he grabs a little girl who wandered back over to get her.
She wiggled away from her mom and went back for her teddy.
And we get some footage match stuff, which isn't bad. It makes sense.
Yeah, we only ever see in the Sentai footage the little girl like from behind.
Yeah.
But it's definitely the hat and like blue.
Yeah, it's like a coat. Yellow bucket hat and like a blue denim dress sort of thing.
I want to say in Gen 4, maybe it was 5, I don't know. In one of the Pokemons, the school kid trainers are dressed exactly like this.
Okay.
So this might be some kind of like young kids school uniform
maybe.
That they wear.
Huh.
I'm not sure. And I've also seen that hat in Animal Crossing, and I thought it was a rain hat, but it said like school hat or something.
Okay. So yeah, maybe. That's very specific, but yeah. Look at us learning stuff on this show. So the Man Defender doesn't care about the little girl's life at all.
No.
Which is crazy.
Because he says, Fishface says the same lines he said 3,000 years ago. Drop your weapon. So the Rangers do. Man Defender does not.
No.
He starts like Terminator walking at him. Yeah.
But like, remember how your kid died? Like, this doesn't bring up any memories or feelings about that.
Except it does, because it shows him thinking about it the whole time.
Yeah, and he's like,
that's not his kid, so why should he care about that random little girl?
Magnum Defender looks very cool and is very boss when he fights, but is a very bad dude.
Yeah, man.
Like, he's not a cool guy.
He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, I would say. So, Leo jumps in the way and, like, stops Magnum Defender from going any farther. And this is when Fishface takes his opportunity to fart bag Leo in the back. And he fart bags both of them again, and they get blasted down. But
he calls them pathetic, I think, before he blasts them both into the dirt.
Yeah, and then Damon, like, sneaks around and is like, hey, little girl. And she, like, looks over and he's like, come here. And she's just like, let's go.
Fishface, for some reason, after he blasted him, he was like, woo!
I did it.
And he threw both his arms up, and so the little girl just takes off.
Yeah.
Fishface does chase after her, but he's met with Damon's foot.
Yeah, Damon, like, does a jump drop kick in, which is pretty cool. And then the little girl gets to her mom and gets away. There's, like, a little scuffle there. But then Man Defender gets up and is super mad, but also injured, and doesn't have his weapon on him because it got knocked to the ground. And he just, like, runs it at Fishface and starts, like, I guess his plan is to just get killed there, because he doesn't do any fighting. He just gets hit a lot. But Leo grabs his sword and throws it to him, and then he does like some very cool sword maneuvers. And I really like Man Defender fighting. It reminds me a lot of Clippy, so I'm very into that. I just wish he was like a cooler dude. So he's hurt, so he can't like finish him. So he's like Man Defender's hurt, so he can't finish Fishface. He drops to his knee, to one knee, and Fishface turns around and fart bags the last statue. And what do you know?
He threw his whole fart bag at it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you know?
Nothing.
There's nothing in there.
Of course there isn't.
Surprise.
There never was going to be. Idiot, dumb bad guys. I hate them.
They're just so stupid. Is the problem. So then Man Defender's like, the lights will never be owned by evil. And he's like, I'm going to take a Groshen as I'm so mad.
It's not going to be owned by anybody.
No, because they don't exist.
They're fake.
This is a urban legend, the Lights of Orion. they were flying over Phoenix. It was crazy. he drinks a Groshen, and then they get in the Megazord immediately. Like, they just jump right to the Megazord.
Like the end of the sequence.
Yeah. And then Megazord gets knocked down on his butt 0 seconds into the fight. Like, it starts out on his butt, basically.
Yeah, and Fishface just, like, hammers it a couple times.
They pull out the saber and they block one attack, but then they get hit so hard that they split into organic Galactic Buddies, and the Rangers are knocked on the ground, and the Galactic Buddies are like, oh, no. And they're like, oh, Galactic Buddies. Then the Taurozord shows up. And, like, the ground, like, splits open to make this, like, hallway for it to come through, like, its entrance. And then Magnum Defender says my favorite line, which is, charge! And it just keeps walking pretty slow and stops.
It just slowly trots out.
And then it just comes to a full stop. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do any charge maneuvers.
No.
So Mega Defender grows to giant size. Yeah. It's like Mega Defender Transform or something.
It is a beam from the head of the Torazord that grows him. He can't just do it.
Right.
So that's good at least.
But yeah, there's that at least. He's got like a slightly different suit. It's much more streamlined and easier to jump around in.
Yep. And much more red.
It's very red. I don't love it. I don't like it as much as I like Mega Defender Classic, but you know, it's still got horns, and I think that's pretty neat. So he jumps on Toro, and then he slowly trots it.
Slowly rides it in the direction of Fish Face.
And they, like, clash, and there's, like a tug of war, and it's, like, you know, pushing and pulling and pushing. And, like, it's not super exciting because, again, Toro's Zord does go very slow. But then he jumps, a Mega Defender jumps off of Toro, and he's got two swords now, and they do some fighting. And he gets knocked down, and as he's Fish Face is about to like kill him, the Rangers just shoot him with the trans blasters.
Yep.
And that then he goes to like swing at the sword. I think it's just Kendricks and Leo, actually. I don't remember seeing anybody else.
I don't remember.
At least those two dudes. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else did. And he goes to like kill the two Rangers, but then like there's this really cool shot of like Mega Defender blocking the sword like 8 feet above the ground.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome. Then he knocks him around, and Torazord charges into him and, like, flips him.
It just gives him a full back body drop.
Gives him a full back body drop. He does, like, a 360 corkscrew no-scope and lands on his butt. This is when stuff gets a little buck wild, because he calls up, he's like, Magnum Defender, Torazord mode. I don't remember exactly what he says. But Torazord, like, the pillar of earth starts coming up underneath it. And it stands up and then opens up, and Mega Defender jumps into it. So he turns into a giant and then gets into his robot in a mech suit.
He is half of his own Megazord.
Yeah, it's pretty buck wild.
That's crazy.
So then they fight for a second, and he does a spinning attack, or he just starts spinning real quick, and then he shoots at him, and that kills Fish Face.
Yeah.
So
I do want to point out that the transformation sequence took about 90 minutes, I think.
Oh, so long. It's the first time we've seen it. So it, like, the ground rose in real time.
Yeah.
It was like, like 6 minutes of that. It was kind of terrible, but like, I thought it was neat that he got into his Zord. He grew to his Zord size so he could wear it.
Yeah.
That's just
that
kinda,
is pretty cool.
That's the thing that will come back up in like Nininger.
He looked ridiculous riding it, though.
Oh, 100%, yes.
That was just, like, a little too silly for me.
A little bit. It wasn't, like, a person on it, because it's, like, a miniature. So when they showed him riding, it would be, like, a close-up of him being like, yeah. And then it would cut to, like, a toy version on the toy Torazord. Being like, trot, 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 trot. but then we cut to Treacheron, who's like, I beat Mega Defender once. I know I can beat him again. And I forget. Trakina says something.
She says something, basically just like verbally slaps him across the
face. Yeah, she's like, oh, big bad general's gonna get him. But again, like Trakina feels like she's about to do something, but just never does in this episode. And it's really weird. So then we cut back to the park where the Rangers confront Magna Defender about how angry he is. And they're like, you need control, like you're out of control. And he's like, I don't care because I'm gonna get the lights of Orion. And that's it. That's his whole...
He does say also, like, he took my only son from me.
Oh, right. There is another flashback to Zika, yeah.
So we get to see him die three times this episode.
It's pretty crazy they kill a child three times.
They kill a child and they just won't stop showing you.
And, like we know the kid's dead, right? But they don't say he's dead because they can't say that. But, like, we saw a child die and then he's like, he took my child from me.
Yeah, he got shot, fell to the ground, and Magna Defender is crawling to him like, please move. Please just, do anything.
He's dead. Ginga Man seems raw as heck.
Yeah.
Alan started watching it, and apparently the bad guys are all pirates. They're like pirate nautical-themed wet monsters.
Such as Fish Face,
and all the other ones we've seen, except there's maybe been like one bug. Right. So I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why we decided to go all with the bugs for the main guys, but none of them, all the monsters are fishes.
Who knows?
What a choice they made for this show. So then Leo says, without control, you're just as bad as them. And we freeze frame on the Magna Defender walking off into the park. Because he doesn't care because he's a bad guy.
Because he is a bad guy.
So, Josh.
Yes.
I started.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best?
Oh, I don't know.
Can I tell you my best?
Yeah.
Magna Defender Fighting.
Magna Defender Fighting is pretty
his
sweet.
His sword fights are very good. And so are his, like, shooting fights, except I don't like that he's shooting basically at civilians, but, like, his whole fighting deal is pretty cool.
I did really like Maya getting in the Magna Defender's face.
That's pretty awesome.
Even though it was, like, kind of off camera. It was, like, in the background. You could still hear her being, like... Because he said the civilians were none of his... concern, and she was like, well, they're ours and you're out of line.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
That was good. What's the worst?
The bad guys just be like, oh, sunflowers, eh?
Yeah, like
that's where they are.
That entire deal of being like, oh, they're talking about sunflowers, it's gotta be in the sunflower statues. Why? She talked about sunflower
also,
statues.
The statues they mentioned are on another planet.
Yeah. It's like they started writing a separate episode right after that line. It's the only thing they read was sunflower statues. Like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, we get it. That's fine. It's so weird.
It is.
Who's the MVP?
Zika, for being the craziest thing in Power Rangers. And also just, like, going for it.
Yeah, I kind of want to give it to Maya. I think I'm going to give mine to Maya.
Okay.
Number one, it's just good that she's here and, like, doing stuff. So, like... She gets a lot of easy points for that from being basically an invisible person this whole series so far. But also, I do really love her being, like, up in Magna Defender's face and just being like, you're out of line.
She was kind of giving it to Leo, too, when he was just staring out the window.
Yeah, she's like, what are you doing? Hey.
The tone was like, are you going to join us or are you just going to brood over there?
Yeah, what are we doing here, Leo? So that's it. Josh, I want to introduce a new segment.
Okay.
Okay, right here at the end. And we got some time, because these episodes seem to be coming in pretty light now. They were a little long in the beginning, but I think we've worked our way through it.
They were long because we kept yelling about Terra Venture, but we stopped doing
that. We've gotten that out of our system for the most part. So how do you feel about ranking every episode as we watch it?
Okay. We have 9 to catch up on.
Yes.
I can't remember them all.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, I cannot tell you what happened in Race to the Rescue.
Race to the Rescue was the Matthew episode.
No, that was Homesick.
That was Homesick. Okay, so what do we let's just start easy. What do you think the best episode of the season was so far?
Double Duty.
Double Duty, that's the same. Okay, so we have a top. Now, here's the thing. Ranger Danger and Super Sentai Brothers, they rank monsters as they are defeated. There's no new way to do that unless we do our crazy tournament thing, which, like, let's be real. That was, we bit off.
That was very ambitious.
That was some blue sky imagineering on our part. So I figure if we just, like, after the episode, we just rank where it went, and then at the end of the season, we'll have, you know, the season rankings, and then we can just, like, you know,
right,
have that. So Double Duty is the best. I think... This might be the second best episode?
It might be. Let's see. What about, I don't know, Blue Crush wasn't a bad episode.
No, it's just real creepy. Kai just being a real creepo.
Yeah, it loses a lot of points for that. The Lights of Orion sucked. I don't remember what happened in that episode, but, like, it introduced this awful, stupid plot device that I hated.
Yeah.
Homesick should be up probably near the top because Damon gets some good stuff.
Damon did some pretty good stuff in that one.
What the hell was Rookie in Red? Is that the one when Kai was like training him and he was like, I don't like jobs?
Yeah, that's when Leo was like, I'm bad at working.
Working's not for me. I'm gonna be a mooch for my whole life.
What a piece of garbage. So, Double Duty is number one. What's the worst episode? Is it
Rookie in Red? What was Race to the Rescue?
I cannot remember.
What about Quasar Quest Part 1, where we meet 3 of the Rangers and don't get any names?
We meet 4 of the Rangers. Maya's there through the whole thing.
She's on, yeah. But they're not together.
Right.
So that's where I got mixed up.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go to the Power Rangers Lost Galaxy thing itself, and it should have descriptions of it. Yeah, there it is. All right. Race to the Rescue. After hearing some strange noises, Maya, along with Leo and Damon...
Oh, that's the one with the Galactabuddies in the cages.
Yes.
But Maya has a real stupid ability for 1 second in that episode. That makes me so mad.
She very much does. So, Lights of Orion... Okay, Outback Space House was our episode on Homesick. And it made me peak my audio for the first time in almost 4 years. So I think that might be my least favorite episode.
I think I'm giving it bonus points for like showing Damon off.
Damon didn't actually do a lot in that episode. That's my pick for worst.
I could agree with that, okay, I think.
So we'll put Homesick there. And then now we got a floor and a ceiling. Let's go back to episode one. Get Lost, part one, the Braun Strowman Appreciation Hour.
Are we doing part one and two as a single episode?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's no point in ranking. They're the same episode.
Right.
So I think that's overall pretty middling.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I mean, it's a first episode.
But it was also very weird for a first episode. I'm going to put it in the middle. I'm going to put it at 2 of 3 for now.
Okay.
And we will go around it. We should have been doing I wish I would have thought of this when we started the series.
Well, at least we're only 10 episodes in and not like 45. We'll do it next time.
Yeah, if we were more than halfway, I'd be like, no, I don't think we're going to do this. So we have a top, a bottom, and a middle.
Okay.
Now.
Let's just go in order. So next is
Race to the Rescue, which was our episode was called Galacta Buddies. Here are some thoughts that I wrote in the description of our episode. We had a lot of questions like, what is Terra Venture's economy like? And how can Maya hear through space? This is also the episode where Calvin said it is an all-inclusive space cruise. So right. I think that's worse than Quasar Quest. I think that one was worse than Quasar Quest because it was very dumb how Maya could hear through space.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was very stupid.
Yep.
And they were all just in these giant crates.
Yeah, the big King's Kong in a bunch of big crates. And I don't know why.
So they could be rescued. That's why.
Well, okay. Yeah, obviously. All right. So next up is Rookie in Red. Leo is bad at jobs and is a mooch and I hate him.
That's a very bad episode. I don't even know if that's better than Homesick.
Oh, it might not be. Here's our description. Lost Galaxy isn't off to a great start and Rookie in Red left Jake and Josh with a feeling of dread. In addition to hoping the season picks up soon, they talk about sanitation workers, new trainees, and they say making weird choices about 100 times.
I think that might be the bottom.
I think it might be worse than Homesick. Congratulations, Homesick. All right, next up is Homesick, which is on the board already, and then The Lights of Orion, episode 299. This is the one where Matt was on this episode.
Okay.
This is the one where there's fake Mike, who they're immediately tricked by. And
Leo is still tricked by him.
Leo might still think that's Mike. Is it better or worse than Quasar Quest? Keep in mind that Quasar Quest did not have a Lisa Frank pencil box that had nothing in it.
I think it's worse.
Okay. Better or worse than Race to the Rescue? Is pencil box worse than Hearing Through Space or better?
I think it might be worse.
Okay. Is it better or worse than Homesick?
I think it's better than Homesick.
Okay, so between Homesick and Race to the Rescue goes Lights of Orion. Double Duty is on the list at number one. And then I almost just panicked, but I realized that we have recorded an episode that has not been aired yet. So I was like, that's where that one went. So then next is Blue Crush. What do you think? I think that's number two. I think that goes
like
right under Double Duty.
I can agree with that.
Because despite Kai being a big grosso boy, Damon was amazing in that episode.
He did hit a couple good homers.
So I liked the episode. I just didn't like Kai at all. And I don't want him to... Even though it was a Kai episode, so you kind of have to factor all that stuff in. I think it was still better than Quasar Quest because it had Damon in it and he did stuff at least.
Yeah.
His line about Leo being right here, but he's so skinny you can't see him is amazing.
He made good jokes.
Yeah. After that is the Mind Defender's last episode, where Mind Defender shows up, Furio blows up in a cave. Let's see what else happens.
Oh, yeah, this is the one where Leo is like, this is where I last saw Mike.
Yeah, but he technically correct Leo, but wrong. And let's see.
A look of Mike.
Oh, there's a stone. There's a stone that has nothing in it.
Oh, the egg, the empty egg. The whole plot of the episode was empty. An egg is empty.
Yeah, so this isn't the Lights of Orion. Where's that go?
What was the middle one? Quasar Quest?
Quasar Quest, which is now actually 3 of 7, so it's bumped above the middle.
I think it's worse than that.
Okay. Is it better than Race to the Rescue or not?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll go there. And then finally, this episode. Where do you think it goes on the list?
I think this one is better than the Magna Defender.
Okay, so do I.
I think this one is better than Quasar Quest.
Same.
I don't think I would put it any higher than that.
So the only two above that are Blue Crush and Double Duty.
Yeah, that sounds
so,
right.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that. Because they
I think what we could take away from this, with Double Duty and Blue Crush being the top, is that the better episodes are the ones that follow the Rangers as people.
Yeah.
And not the bad guy plans.
And not the bad guy plans. And certainly not any Lights of Orion. If you did not have those be a factor as much as possible, that would be solid. Even though those two definitely had Lights of Orion plots in them, but it was mostly about Kendricks and Kai. So what is this episode called?
Sunflower Search.
So that is all the episodes ranked to date. So that's going to be our new ending segment because these episodes, I feel like, aren't going to get terribly long unless they get very good. And even then, that might be short because talking about good stuff is usually easier than talking about bad stuff. So
yeah.
That's going to be a new thing we're going to be doing. Let us know what you think and what your lists so far are if you've been watching along.
All right.
Other than that, I think we're done here. We'll see you on Friday for...
I should still have
it. I already forgot what it's called.
Oh, the next one is Silent Sleep.
Okay. Hopefully that's cool. I don't know. I don't remember anything about it from when I saw it when I was a kid.
I remember one particularly very creepy thing about it.
Okay.
So hopefully the episode is... good to back it up.
As good? Okay, well, we will see you on Friday for the Silent Sleep, but until then,
may the power protect you.
What? Also, your flashlight is on. What happened?
I don't know.
Your phone's been hacked by flashlight clowns.